Every day is ein learning day. It is. And I thought that I was a bit of an aficionado. Aficionado of the new wave of British heavy metal. No wobbum, because I lived through it. I was there, I bought Kerrang, I went to see bands. I was a bit young at the beginning. It was later on that I went to see the bands, but I had Kerrang from the beginning. And, you know, having that in your pocket, folded up, in your blazer pocket, your school blazer pocket, was an invitation to other people who liked that kind of music to chat with you. And it seemed a bit kind of prescribed. It was like a club, because it wasn't in the charts. However, it was on Tiz Was, Motorhead, with Girls' School, and with the Nolans, and yes, with the Nolans, and Iron Maiden were on Girl, we're on, not on Girls' School, that's another story entirely. I'm sure that didn't happen. We're on Tiz Was. Blimey, that's a whole new podcast. However, I didn't know of this band. This is a Liverpool band, and there is a wonderful, it wasn't on this YouTube, but there is a wonderful new wave of British heavy metal YouTube channel, full albums, but it wasn't on this one. I was searching it to see if this band I didn't know, and they usually are. Let's be honest, they usually are. And I came across this album, Export, a band from Liverpool, from the early 80s. They had some success. They supported Slade when they came back, you know, you boys make big noise and all that stuff. I liked that album at the time. And they released, I think, one album. I don't think there might be more albums. I need to check this out. As I'm talking to you, I'm just going to see if I can check. This is the wonderful thing, isn't it? The wonderful thing of the about the internet. I think it's only one album, I must say. But it's great. It's called Export, of course. It's from 1980. And the thing about this album is, people seem to forget that it wasn't all athletic rock, crash bang wallop, to quote one of their albums, or one of their tracks, I think, Raven stuff, which I loved. It wasn't all Motorhead. It was sometimes softer than that. It was. And it was sometimes boogier than that. Remember Spider? They were the band that everyone thought was going to become big and never were. And this is the softer side. But it's blooming good, you know. It's the kind of thing that you might even hear now. In a melodic rock kind of, you know, a kind of harder melodic rock feel. So, A Fast Lane to Your Heart. Great, great title. First track up. Simple, classic rock vocal. Good twisting solo. Done. There's Quo Boogie, Spider Boogie. The Spider Boogie. That's some kind of terrible dance, isn't it? The Spider Boogie. Now, that track is the second track here. And that track is called Wheeler Dealer. It's really good, this piece of work. As it goes on, it becomes a little bit more, a little bit softer. I love that. You're My Best Friend is, it's not the Queen track. It's harder than that. That's really mawkish and soft. This is, though, soft radio rock, but it's beautifully done. Loving You Baby, smoky, slow start. Harmonies are there as it ramps up a little bit. It's got an easy, sweet solo. Too Much In Love With You. These are great tracks. This is kind of like the kind of thing that that Heavy Petting were doing later on in the 80s. But they were doing it a bit more sonic sheen. You can hear that this is not brilliantly recorded, but it's got a real authenticity about it. So Too Much In Love With You, synths, harmonies, it's a nice slow ballad, it's got a calm solo, and later on in the album we get Light In The Darkness, which is big bass, fluffy harmonised chorus. This does sound like harder melodic rock, which we've got at the moment. Big bass, a filigreed solo, it just laid on top, really, doing some nice stuff. It's a great piece of work, this. My missus tells me that because she's from Liverpool and she knew the band Rage, also known as Nuts, and two of the band played in this band. So, great piece of work, this. I didn't even know it existed. And I love to find new music that I know is good. The new wave of British heavy metal is coming back. It's coming back as younger people find their parents' record collections. That makes me feel very old, but I am. But I'm not old when I hear this because it takes me right back. But it stands up right now. We're our Export. Come back. I tell you what, I'll be in the front row. But only if it's not too far from home. Ta-ta.